Well, if you could begin to view your triggers as an opportunity to learn and heal, this will really help you in your relationship. Instead of just being triggered and emotionally upset or hurt or in pain, you know, and it's okay to have those feelings and you should feel those feelings. But instead of just feeling the feelings, you want to also learn from those feelings and analyze and ask yourself, you know, what is this that I'm feeling? You know, what happened with this conversation? Welcome to The Rainey Howard Show, where listeners transform their lives with messages on mental, emotional, and spiritual growth, inspiring happy lives and healthy relationships. Enjoy this new episode. So I received this question from one of our listeners, Deborah. She wrote in asking, can an unhealthy relationship be fixed? She talks about her and her fiance dealing with many issues, and she's just at a place where she may call off the wedding. She just don't know if there's any hope, and she's wanting to know, can it be fixed? And so not only am I going to answer this question, but I'm really going to get into just some principles and some advice that can help when it comes to challenges and relationships. And many of you may know this, but some of you may not. But I've been married for over 20 years, so I do understand relationship challenges, and I understand seasons that you can go through in your relationship. And so, yes, absolutely, there is hope. And if the two of you are willing to grow together, you can work on and enhance your relationship. But there are things that you need to be aware of. At times, your relationship will go through challenges, and it will often feel like you're on an unpredictable emotional roller coaster, where you may have some days where things are just up and amazing and fun, and you're connecting and you're enjoying each other and you're laughing and you have this amazing connection and you could feel that nothing could go wrong and you're just connecting with each other. And then there are times when you may feel that there is disconnect and there's resentment and there's misunderstanding and there is feelings that come in, and feelings may get hurt in the relationship. And so when you're on this emotional roller coaster, it's very important that you learn how to gain stability. And when I talk about stability, you know, it's easy to think, okay, well, let me work on gaining stability in my relationship. But really, the first area you need to focus on gaining stability is in your personal life. Outside of your relationship, you need to gain stability within yourself. You need to gain your own mental and emotional stability first and really get clear on where you are and how you're feeling and how your feelings and where you are and your emotions, how they affect you and what you're experiencing. And then connecting with your partner to understand where he is and how this may impact him. So you want to create this stability through listening within yourself, listening to your body, listening to your emotions, your mind, listening to yourself, and also practicing listening to your partner, listening when your partner is speaking and showing that you're actively listening and understanding and sharing what you understand. All of that is important. So gaining the understanding of yourself and then the understanding for each other. And as you do this work, you can create a little stability, even if you find yourself in this emotional roller coaster where you're feeling up and down and things are uncertain and unclear and you're learning new things, you can still have some stability within yourself by making space for yourself, making space for yourself to heal, making space for you to honor your own feelings and your own voice. And you do this by prioritizing that self-care and prioritizing the me time and the time for you to go within. Because a lot of times we fill up our space with other people and we fill up our space trying to get clear on what your partner is feeling and what they're thinking and trying to make stuff work and trying to fix everything. And sometimes it's best that you just step away and not try to just fix things immediately. Because a lot of times when you find yourself trying to just put out all of these fires and you're exhausted and you're trying to fix things, and the more you try to fix it and the more you try to make it right, the more it's just a big mess and you're exhausted and you're depleted and you're tired and you're drained and you're doing all of this to make things work. But really, you just got to make some time for you and make sure you're working. Make sure you're working mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. But you know, being on that emotional roller coaster can cause you to struggle with communication. It may be challenging for you to state your feelings and your thoughts and your beliefs. But it's important that you learn how to do this and you do it in a way that honors your voice and also respects your partner. So it really requires a lot of patience. You know, if you really want to turn that unhappy relationship into a happy, healthy relationship, you got to be patient with the process, because it is a process. And it's not a 1, 2, 3 ABC, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. You know, it's not as simple as that. Sometimes it requires you going and learning new things about yourself and new things about your partner and being able to get out of your comfort zone and to be uncomfortable in a season of disagreements and just being able to love your way through that season and listen your way through that season and honor your way through that season. But it's not going to be a walk in the park, you know, especially when you're in one of those challenging seasons. And I like to say it's more like growing pains, where, you know, the growth of the next level of the relationship is requiring some challenging moments in order for you to get there. And really, you got to go back and ask yourself, am I willing to grow with this person? And are they willing to grow with me? Are they willing to listen? Are they willing to honor my voice? And here's the thing. Does the vision I have for my life and my future support their vision and what they desire for their future? And these are questions and things that you want to analyze and you want to really get clear on and have the conversation. But it's a conversation that if you know you really value this person and you value the relationship, you're going to be willing to have the conversation. You're going to be willing to do the work, the challenging work of not only just working on the relationship, but also working on yourself. Now, you can do this by viewing your triggers as an opportunity to learn and heal. Now, you may not know what triggers are, but the meaning of triggers is basically to cause an intense and usual negative emotional reaction in someone. So when you have triggers, it's something that causes you to have this emotional reaction. And you may feel triggered just after having a conversation with your partner. And so if you could begin to view your triggers as an opportunity to learn and heal, this will really help you in your relationship. Instead of just being triggered and emotionally upset or hurt or in pain, you know, and it's okay to have those feelings and you should feel those feelings. But instead of just feeling the feelings, you want to also learn from those feelings and analyze and ask yourself, you know, what is this that I'm feeling? You know, what happened with this conversation, that feeling that came up, that trigger, that intense emotion? What does it feel like? What is it? Is it sadness? Is it anger? Is it fear? What is it? And then not just analyze or understand what it is, but also learn, where did this come from? Why am I feeling this way based off of that conversation? So as you begin to view your triggers as an opportunity to learn and heal, this is going to help you with your communication and understanding yourself and sharing with your partner, and even your partner understanding his self and learning from his triggers. And the two of you can have better communication and just more clarity and understanding. And listen, you're not perfect. He's not perfect. And understanding that sometimes your feelings may get hurt when there's disagreements or misunderstanding or whatever, assumptions, but being able to work through it, talk it out, communicate, listen, do your best in understanding. That can all help when it comes to that unhealthy relationship or unhappy relationship becoming one that is now healthy and happy. Enjoying a quality relationship starts with habitually maintaining a healthy lifestyle, which includes creating a routine for your spiritual, mental, and physical health. And that's from my book, The Love Habit, which is now available for pre-order. When you begin to enjoy yourself, your mind, body, and spirit, when you work on you, when you create a spiritual routine to clear your thoughts, clear your mind, honor your spirit, honor your emotions and your body, you are creating space to enjoy quality relationships. But it starts with your habits and you maintaining a healthy relationship with yourself, because the relationship you have with yourself will impact every relationship you have. And so getting clear with yourself, making peace with yourself, showing grace to yourself, showing acceptance to yourself is going to create the space for you to receive that in your relationships. And sometimes you'll be in those seasons where you will feel that temporary discomfort because you're in a season of growth. And you may have heard the term growing pains. You know, growth and evolution sometimes creates this temporary discomfort. And you may not understand, like, where is this coming from? Why are we having these, and why are we experiencing these moments of discomfort? It doesn't feel good. I'm not sure where this is heading, where our future holds. Can we turn this unhappy relationship into a happy relationship? Is there hope for us? But, you know, one of the things I can say out of the years of being married and what has helped my relationship when it comes to challenging seasons, and it's being able to replace criticism with gratitude. When you start looking for things to be grateful for in your relationship, it can help with you creating more grace towards your partner. Now, I'm not saying that you don't deal with any issues that come up, because that's very important as well. You want to make sure that you address whatever conflict, situations, issues that you two may be dealing with. But I just want to encourage you to also find ways to be grateful. Find things that you could be grateful for that your partner is showing you, you know, and express that. Express that you're grateful and you're thankful and you appreciate them and all of that. All of that is really important. So yes, there is hope. You can fix that unhappy relationship. There is hope. It requires you to do some work. It requires you to honor yourself and also honor your partner. And it's a challenge to honor your partner when you don't make space and time to honor yourself. So as you prioritize yourself, as you nurture and care for yourself, as you love yourself, build yourself up, find that internally you become more full of love and peace and acceptance, and you will radiate this love and others will feel it and be able to express it back to you. But it's a challenge when within yourself you feel unloved, or you feel unappreciated, or you feel that you're not being accepted. And you may feel like that. You may feel like, you know, your partner doesn't understand how you feel and is not really supportive the way you want them to be. And that could be true, right? You could feel that way. But what I'm saying is, regardless of what they're doing, you got to ask yourself, what am I doing? Am I making space for myself, to love myself, to have self-care, to nurture myself, to give myself grace, to give myself peace, to make space for me to journal and to write out my thoughts and to listen to my thoughts and honor my thoughts and honor my feelings? Am I giving myself the space for self-care and self-love? And once you're able to do that, once you're able to build yourself up, nurture yourself, love yourself, you can in return love your partner. And it helps because you're no longer pouring from an empty cup and trying to give something that you're depleted of. So fill yourself up first. And then go and try to work on your relationship. And you will see a world of difference. You will feel so much better. You will feel so much empowerment and confidence and strength and stability. And that is something that's necessary for you to continue to thrive in your life, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So I want to hear from you. What will you do to begin to work on building a healthy relationship? Let me know. Connect with me at RainyHoward.com. Send me a message. Also, I want to encourage you to pre-order my book, The Love Habit, which is available right now for pre-order Go to RaineyHoward.com and get your copy. I'm super excited. I can't wait to connect with you all because I have so much in store for you. For more messages like this, subscribe to the Rainey Howard Show podcast. You don't want to miss what's coming next. And if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and share it with someone who needs to hear it. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode.